Workplace Pensions Direct on Stray FM's Business Hub.
If you're in business, you should know about auto-enrolment pensions by now. Either you should have plans to put one in place or already have one in place for your workforce. I'm delighted to welcome to the Business Hub Keith Humphrey, Chief Executive of Workplace Pensions Direct, and Steve Connolly, Managing Director of Workplace Pensions Direct. Thank you both for joining us. Now, good time to have you here because very recently, the pensions regulator has released some information about businesses that are perhaps not meeting their obligations with workplace pensions.
That's right. They release a bulletin once a quarter called the Compliance and Enforcement Bulletin. And the information in it is just remarkable, really, because the number of businesses that have been fined has doubled in just one quarter, in just 3 months, compared to the previous 3 years. There's a number of businesses that are now getting CCJs for not paying the fines.
So that's effectively being taken to court, isn't it, Steve?
It is, yes. So the process is they're given a fixed penalty notice of £400 for not meeting their duties. Then there's a period of about 28 days where they have to put right what they haven't put right. And then escalating penalties come in. For a business that has about four staff, that's £50 a day until they get things right. For a business that has five or more staff, it's £500 a day. It could be up to £2,500 a day until they get things right. And if they don't pay the fine, then they go to the Crown Court. And so far, 66 businesses, according to the report, have appealed the fine. And in all 66 cases, the business has lost and the regulator won.
What we're finding, Tom, out of interest is that there's a lag of the time in which companies are responding to this. And so there is definitely an element of people putting their head in the sand about the reality of the situation. And this is just folly, really, because ultimately the regulator will catch up with people and they will fine people because they take it very seriously.
So just to remind people who maybe not heard of Workplace Pensions Direct, what you do is basically help companies to make sure that they've got a compliant pension scheme in place that's appropriate for their business. That's right, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. We help with the not just the pension scheme but also the payroll. We help completely end-to-end the small business at prices the small business can afford, but also we guarantee that if our clients get fined, we pay it.
Because you don't want to make mistakes. Yeah. So it's interesting you say that, Keith, then. So you're finding that a lot of people are coming to you late, basically. They've already made the mistakes, or they've got them, or they've left it too late. And actually, if they'd have come to you a few months earlier, then you could have saved them that headache.
That's right. And to remind everyone is that every company out there will have what's called a staging date. And that staging date is the date at which you really need to have got it all sorted out, not the date at which you start thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's the same as thinking about your tax return on the 31st of January. No, that's the latest at which you've got to submit it, as we all know.
Let's come back to this bulletin that's come out, because there's some interesting information that you were filling me in on before, Steve,
yes.
That a particular business sector seems to be, I was going to say leading the way, but that's probably a positive spin
on
it.
For the wrong reasons.
For the wrong reasons, yeah. It seems to be the one that's making the most mistakes.
Yes, so the sector that the regulator highlights in the report is really the food and drinks industry, saying that restaurants, clubs and bars are really the worst offenders, really, when it comes to non-compliance with the regulations. And they said the reasons for this is they employ a lot of temporary staff.
Yeah, and a lot of the staff turnover is very high in the food and beverage industry,
well,
isn't it?
It doesn't apply to us. It applies to everyone. Mm. Every worker from the age of 16 to 75, you have duties, you have responsibilities of the full-time, part-time, zero-hours contract. Even if you simply just have a nanny that comes and looks after your child for a few days a week, that is classed as a worker.
Wow.
And you have to provide a pension scheme for them. So they thought this doesn't apply.
And I think that is probably a key message. I imagine a lot of people are thinking, well, I don't have any full-time contracted staff, you know, permanent contracted staff in my business, so maybe this doesn't apply to you. The message to them is, if you employ someone, you pay someone to do something for you, you need to provide them a pension.
I would also say is that what's part-time got to do with it?
Yeah.
If we go back a generation or two, if our grandparents used to work part-time at somewhere like British Leyland, they were still in the pension scheme,
yeah,
albeit on part-time hours. And so you know, the part-time doesn't mean that you're an inferior employee on the basis of pension. And the legislation is trying to reflect that.
Absolutely. So then, I guess the real message is that if you have any questions about this, and if it's setting off any kind of alarm bell in your head, if you're a business owner, or if you're a worker in a business and you haven't received any information about this, then absolutely, you should be asking yourself questions and finding out more about this, shouldn't you?
My advice to you, if you're a worker, particularly in the food and drinks sector, you should have received a letter by now from your employer. If you haven't, about your pension scheme, then it might be worth checking. You can make a simple check. On your payslip, you have a PAYE reference, and you can just check that on the regulator's website, or you can call us and we'll check it for you. And that'll tell you the date that your employer should have a pension scheme in place by. Now, if that date has passed, there's obviously a problem. If it's close, there's probably still a problem. If it's some way to go, then
get organised.
Yeah, it's time to get organised.
Now, if you are a business owner, manager, or maybe it might even be worth workers, if you've got a real consideration, you can find out more. You can find out more on your website, can't you?
You can. So our website address is www.workplacepensionsdirect.co.uk.
Keith, Steve, thank you so much for enlightening us on that. And hopefully people will be starting to take that very seriously if they haven't already.
Workplace Pensions Direct on Stray FM's Business Hub.